Fred and Rosalind Slavik built their home on a thickly wooded site in Fitzwilliam a half century ago. They wanted their 300-acre tract to remain in a wild state, so they have willed it to the Northeast Wilderness Trust. The trust will dismantle the buildings and retain an easement on the land. Fred chose to share his story with us shortly before he passed away.
It's a beautiful piece of land, very wild, runs up the side of the Little Monadnock with all sorts of tall trees, pines, oaks, you name it, we have it there.
We've been living there for 44, 45, something like that years, and we've left the place very much as it was, except for the house that we live in, and we'd like it to stay that way once the houses are not there anymore, which we want to have happen.
We lived in New York City at the time. We had a publishing business, and in the winter time, we always liked the woods as a sort of an opposite of the trees and the snow and the ground and snowshoes. And we finally decided to try and buy a piece of land somewhere. In the course of our search, we fell into this piece of land, which it was in a wild part of Fitzwilliam, and very hilly. It was too hilly to timber properly, and nobody knew just what to do with it. But we put out a deposit on it, and it took about 3 years after that of us and us coming up from New York City to survey the land, studying the old deeds that we could get and trying to figure out, make some sense of it, because nobody knew much about it. And we turned out to be just about 300 acres of land with the additions that I had put onto it.
Well, if you go a ways back from the road and climb up, there are a lot of very old trees. And the farther you go into the land, the more of these trees you see. Plus, there are lots of ledges. And then when you get up to the very top, it's right off the edge of the land. You have a wonderful view to the west. And you look over acres and acres of forest land. So it's really a beautiful place with streams and ledges. And so it was perfect for us.
Then we began looking for a house site. Somebody in Fitzwilliam was willing to build a house, a fellow named John Flinkstrom. He was a carpenter. He was also a plumber and an electrician. And he was very handy. And he found somebody else, another carpenter, to help him. The two of them built it. And it was quite a lot of fun because I was a pretty good carpenter myself, and I'd help him out sometimes, and we'd work together hauling. I had to build a cable car at my plant in New York. I built a cable car and rigged up an electric windlass to haul the material, the building materials, up the side of a very steep cliff to get them up there, and that's why everything was done. I designed it, a rather tall, conventional roof, and made it rather tall so it would get up into the trees. And Rosalind had, she's an artist, and so she had a studio up in the attic. I wanted to look old-fashioned, you know, conventional peak roof. It had some dormers on it.
Well, it may seem kind of crazy to you, but the idea of owning these trees struck us as something terrific. We wanted to save as much as we could. We wanted to keep the place looking wild. So we, as he said, sneaked the house in there rather than clearing, which most people would have done.
We don't have many children. So almost immediately when we realized what we had here, we knew we had to leave that to the state. Because it adjoins the rhododendron park already. And so we're going to leave the land to the Northeast Wilderness Trust. Well, then somehow managed to tear down the two houses. Well, one thing, we didn't want to have any hunting. And we realized that's a tough thing to enforce, but we wanted to have that on the books anyway. And Northeast Wilderness Trust will try to enforce it to the best of their ability. And plus the general attitude. I mean, they're great people, and we trust them, and we think they'll be a good combination with the park.
Nonprofits like the Northeast Wilderness Trust help to preserve the unique character of New Hampshire. Giving Matters is a co-production of New Hampshire Public Radio and the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation. For more information on the series, visit the Giving Matters page at nhpr.org.